Blog Talk Radio.
Jay? My ID card, what do you call this?
Jay?
Hi,
I'm recording this now so that we can put you, people can hear your voice directly on Saja. So if you can just give us a quick...
Is it a live?
No, I'm recording this so you can share your thoughts and people can hear your voice. I know a lot of people are really keen to hear how you sound at this moment. So if you can just give me a quick synopsis of what happened and also share some of your thoughts about the day. So please go ahead.
You know, around 2 or 2.30, we left Golaghat, which is about only 45-50 minutes drive from the epicenter of Nandigram, where this trouble started 2 years ago, where a number of people got killed. And I was with this convoy of one of the political parties. They were going to do their final day of rallies there. So I was in one of the cars. We arrived there. There was no one. It was an empty spot. And we were thinking, how is it possible there is no one? When these people started speaking, this party people, people started gathering. By the time 500, 600 people in a small place right on the main road going through the village. I was taking photos of different speakers from different angles. And meanwhile, a group of, I think, if I'm not wrong, at least 17 or 18 motorbikes fitted with a colorful banners of Trinamool Congress. And these guys, everybody has a headband that also says TMC, Trinamool Congress. They passed by, and then 2 or 3 minutes later, they all came back running, and one of them jumped right on the dais and attacked the speaker, Mr. Ahluwalia, who happens to be the member of Bharatiya Janata Party. I was quite a distance from their photos. While this attack happened, I could not. Initially, I was a little bewildered. I didn't know what to do. But then suddenly realized, oh my God, it's an attack. So I took picture. Only mistake I did, I assume, that I used flash. Even though it was quite bright daylight, but because I was shooting against the sunlight, to compensate the sunlight, I was using flash. And that flash brought the attention of these attacker. They turned around me and they jumped on me, pushed me. I fell into a drain. Of course, I had injury on my shoulder and I had injury on my leg. I could not walk. Broke my camera instantly. I had 2 bodies, 3 lens with me. And then from there, I gradually quietly moved to the nearest little quiet spot where I was trying to, you know, investigate and estimate how much damage I have had on my equipment as well as on my body, the injury. Without, you know, any surprise, you know, the most surprisingly I discovered these 2 guys come to me and said, hey, give me those tapes. And speaking to me in very rude, crude Bengali and taking names of my mother, my sister and everybody. And I was trying to explain to them, listen, there is no tape, I'm a still photographer. It didn't work. Because I resisted for a few minutes, one of them took the flash of my camera and mashed it. Other guy took the other camera and said, I'm going to mash it again. I said, no, please don't. Already one camera is broken. Don't do this part. And then the trash came hitting on me. Because I was hit so many times, slapped on my face, on my back, pulling hair, falling on the ground, kicking me on my back, a bunch of people, I would be possibly killed because some of the guys shouted from the back, kill him, in Bengali. No. Marusaleko, you know, that was the language they used, you know, and this is, I think, very universal in India, that particular line.
And did you at that moment think that you would, in fact, not make it?
No, I was still trying to convince myself I cannot give this tape. And also, even if they have to give the tape, why are they taking the tape, they were calling it tape, so I'll call it tape too. Actually, it was my flash card. the memory card of my camera. So why are they taking away both the cameras, memory card? But I had no choice. I had to give it away. Yes, at one point I thought that, yes, I'm not going to make it at all. Because when these guys stood next to me, virtually there was no gap. They were on me. And one of them is holding my hair. Another one is slapping me. And I realized that this is cannot be taken anymore. Had I been not injured at the beginning, I think I was halfway, completely, my body was damaged. It was hurting me. I was in pain because of the shoulder pain and my knee pain. That because I was pushed and was thrown off about 3 to 4 feet, maybe 5 feet into a drain. And that's what actually the first drawback or setback that I had.
But you're right now in a nursing home.
I'm in a bed, and as I'm talking to you, hang on, I'm trying to move because I'm getting tired of sleeping in one side, lying in bed. And doctor checked me last night, doctor checked me today, gave me medicine, they gave me shots, they gave me things. Only, as I said, I told doctor, I urged him that I have an assignment in Delhi on 8th. And I have to go, you have to cure me. And he said, we'll do my best. So he assured me this morning that I'd be able to walk in 24 hours properly, but I may not be able to carry heavy camera gear, so I have to be careful.
But you are always carrying heavy equipment. I see you with three cameras.
That's why once upon a time I was taller than Kareem Jabbar.
Tell us also a little bit about... You've lived and traveled and worked around the world. Have you ever been in a situation like this? And you were comparing it to facing down a military operation.
Actually, I had similar situation a couple of times. One was in Lebanon, but that was a different scenario. While I was taking photographs of Syrian soldiers occupied Lebanon, they thought I was a spy, and I even didn't realize that neighborhood was completely out of bounds of photography. But the good thing was, these guys are all soldiers. They took me away from where I was, and they kept me for about 10 hours interrogating everything, and then they took the film and let me go. There was no beating up, nothing. But I had another situation, but that was again a mistake. Early part of my life, when I was actually circumnavigating the globe on a bicycle as a world traveler, and that was way back in 1976, and I was barely harvesting my beard in Uganda when I photographed a tribal festival without realizing what was going on. Two tribal youths jumped onto me without any indication. They slapped me and snatched the camera. I got back my camera. Nobody damaged the camera, but I was explained later on that was a festival which was not to be photographed, particularly for the foreigner. So, I mean, we learn from different scenario, but this kind of situation, facing mob, I never had this experience.
Jay, a lot of people around the world are very worried about you. Give us a message that we can share.
That's very nice. You know, I feel I'm completely overwhelmed. Actually, why I'm overwhelmed, because Nikhil called me from RediffIndia.com.
Nikhil Lakshman, the editor-in-chief, yes.
That's right. He called me. Indrani Roy, also from Rediff, called me. And my friend Samit Chaudhary from New York called me. My other friend from Delhi called me. Priyanka called me to say that there are a lot of people have shown their concern, looks like on your Saja Forum list. So I feel that Saja Forum has been an extremely, extremely helpful platform to spread this information, to let the world know what happened. And at the same time, as I'm saying that, I'm honestly thankful to you, my other friend Arun Venugopal, And I was actually excited that I'd be sending some very exciting photos of the election procedure. How did it go in one of the phases that I was covering in another remote part in Purulia and Bihar and area. And I was thinking that I will select them and send it to Sajapuram, who always have encouraged me to publish my work. But looks like that may take a little while because of my current situation. I cannot even properly.
Do you have a message Do you have a message for your friends and colleagues?
I will simply say that please watch out. You know, it was a. I will not say it was a mistake. At the same time, yes, it was a mistake to some extent. I should have been more careful. I should have actually understood the mental state of mind or state of mind of these people. That these guys are founded, or I realized after talking to a few other journalists when I came back to Calcutta, they are completely mentally bankrupt, whatever the reason is. And that's the reason, you know, they take it on anybody and everybody, particularly on the journalists. Because one of the guys told me that we do not want any journalists in this place. And they are the main root cause of all the problems because they misrepresent. Maybe some of the journalists, maybe some of the publications, maybe some of the media, they do portray things very differently their way, which cannot be stopped across the globe, the same situation. But I do feel that I am alive, I'm strong. I might be right now, bedridden, but I'll be all right. And I look forward to say hello to you guys in the next Saja convention in July and possibly show some slides and photos to PowerPoint.
I think that'll make a lot of people happy to see you back here in New York and running around as you always do. A final thing, you had mentioned that they specifically targeted you because you were a photographer, but you tried to explain your role in what you were trying.
I think these guys, this is another problem. Generally, any political scenario, there's always more than one photographer. Even in the tiniest place, but here I was the only photographer. There was no one. I was the only photographer. It could be possible that Nandigram, where this thing actually happened, as I said initially, that it was the epicenter of that trouble that started 2 years ago where so many people got killed. And everybody knows what actually happened in Nandigram. This particular place, when I was taking the photos, and that also, I was in the convoy of one political party. These guys, they took me as granted that I was their hired photographer, which was wrong. I even tried to explain to them, they listened to me, my friend. Just 2 weeks ago, I was in Kerala covering Shashi Tharoor. They didn't bother to hear me. I said, I covered Madhu Yashki. I covered just last week, Mamata Banerjee, Sonia Gandhi, and Pranab Mukherjee. I covered Manmohan Singh and Mamata Banerjee. And I told them, listen, your Mamata Banerjee knows me very well. It was all going to the ear of a deaf person. That's a simple thing.
All right. Well, I don't want to tire you out, and I know there are a lot of other people calling you, but I really look forward to seeing you. When will you be back in New York?
I'll be back specifically on 3rd of June.
3rd of June. So we must get together and... please take care of yourself.
I will, Sri, and I really am thankful to you guys all for giving me so much of exposure that what happened. I think this is the best way when I could share that what not only just happened, how to tackle this kind of things in the future. I really realized as this thing happened, honestly, that nothing like surrendering to a mob. Otherwise, one can be easily killed, lynched and killed. I simply surrendered. I told them, do whatever you would like to do. I'm telling you, I've given you my camera, I've given my card. I'm also giving it to myself. And this guy, after that, cooled down.
Well, we're really, really happy that you're all right and that I can hear your voice. That makes me very happy considering the circumstances. So good luck, Jay. I know you will make that assignment on the 8th. They will not be able to lock you up in that hospital. They will... You will get on a plane. I know you will do that. So
Wish me luck, my friend.
Yeah, we do.
Say hello to the rest of the world. Say hello to New Yorker. Say hello to Mayor Bloomberg.
Okay. All right. And you take care.
Sorry.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.